Bev Harris here at the Medicine Garden in Cobham, and we're in the arts and crafts room, I think it's fair to say. Got a book here that you've produced yourself. Tell me who you are and what the book is.
My name's Sophie Long, and it's a book on hand and machine embroidery.
And that's very popular at the moment, isn't it? All the arts and crafts movement seem to be coming back with a bang.
Yes, it's definitely increasing at the moment, the interest.
So what got you interested in this, and why are you doing it?
I studied hand embroidery at the Royal School of Needlework, which is Hampton Court Palace. And before that, I went to Heathside School in Weybridge.
We know it well, our local one, yes.
Yeah, where I studied textiles at A-level. Yeah. And then I went on to do my hand embroidery.
And how's the business going?
Yeah, very busy at the moment. Things are definitely increasing.
So what's it like at Hampton Court? So do you study the costumes there, the medieval costumes?
No, we didn't, no. Royal School of Needlework is separate to...
All right.
The rest of the palace, but we do work on old pieces, restoration and conservation.
That must be a fantastic place to study.
Very exciting, yeah.
So, you've got this book, it's called Mastering the Art of Embroidery, and it's called, as you can see, by Sophie Long, published by...
Jackie Small.
Right, so in terms of getting people involved in embroidery, you've got, these are your pieces, I assume, that are set out here. Do you run classes? How does this work?
Yes, I run a number of classes at a number of local venues around the sort of Surrey area, including Make Me, which is the Medicine Garden.
And if I wanted to take up the art of embroidery, I suppose chaps do as well, don't they?
Yes.
How would I go about doing this? Is there a website?
Yes, I have a website. My website is www.sophielong.co.uk, and that's got a list of all my classes.
Great. Well done. I was going to say more power to your elbow, but that's probably not the best bit, is it?
No, thank you.
Bye for that.
Thank you.
I'm here with...
Caroline Lingwood.
And I'm in now the art shed. Before I was with the embroidery. Tell us what goes on in here and the role of the people that work in here.
Well, we are a cooperative of 9 artists who take turns manning it. So we all have a certain amount of space in here with which to put up and show our work.
And your speciality is?
Well, I actually do quite a few things. I paint, I'm a silversmith, and I also make mixed media work, which includes papier-mâché, metalwork, embroidery, etc. So,
of all these skills, what's the one that's most in demand, you find, at the moment?
The one, perhaps, that sells the best, I think it's not so much which one. The silver jewellery sells well, but my small mixed media pieces perhaps sell the best, I would say, yeah.
Tell us a bit more about those. What sort of things would I see?
If you were to look on the shelves behind you, you can see the wire birds, which also have porcelain in them. Plus there are some small papier-mâché birds, which also have embroidery and found objects, vintage textiles, etc. And they're the ones that I think at the moment are proving most popular.
Yeah, they're very attractive. What got you involved in that? Was it from art school or was it something you took up later on?
No, I trained, I went straight from school to art college and I studied a BA in textiles. Plus, it was a very alternative course at a college called Goldsmiths.
Which oh, yes, I know. Yeah.
Known for its alternative work. So, consequently, that's why I think I put my hand to many things.
And it's going well, the business with the cooperative?
Yes, great. It's fantastic. We're in such a wonderful setting here. We've only been here since July, so we're still quite new. But, yes, so far, so good.
And it's an exciting venture anyway, the cooperative. Cobham Garden, isn't it?
Absolutely, it's wonderful. It's very much a sort of a hidden gem that people just love to discover and just keep coming back.
And it's quite old, isn't it? I think it's about over 100 years old, and they're restoring it.
It's a Victorian, it was a working garden to the main house, I think, Cobham House, and then it was a working nursery as such, but then it became derelict, and it is in the process, you see, of being restored.
If I wanted to see examples of your work and the other artists here, would I go to the website of Cobham Garden, or do you have a separate website in addition to this?
We all have our own websites, but if you went onto the Medicine Garden site, there is an Art Shed page on there. We also have a Facebook page, which is the Art Shed, and we all have our own Facebooks and websites.
Excellent. Well, best of luck with it. It's obviously doing very well.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And that's us in the Art Shed at the Cobham Medicine Garden. And I'm talking to...
Mike Esposito.
And you make specialty crisps, or is that a terrible word to say, crisp?
What we tend to say is healthy snack foods.
Yeah.
Based on crisps, vegetable crisps, root vegetable crisps, and also fruit crisps.
And I've tried vegetable crisps, but this is even more different than that, isn't it? Because you've got pear and pineapple. Are they technically crisps?
You wouldn't maybe say they're exactly like crisps, but they're very close to it, yes, in texture. But obviously the taste and the goodness is what's really important. They've got a good, flavorful taste, and also the goodness is there. And also you don't have any additives or preservatives, no added sugars, no added... oil, no added salt, no...
So, I'm always surprised by how much salt there is in crisps.
Yeah, exactly. So there's no salt at all.
Excellent. So they're a healthy alternative.
They're a healthy alternative, yes. They're a healthy alternative, yes.
So your company's called Cut and Dried?
Yeah, we call ourselves Cut and Dried Fruit Limited, to give it its grand name, yes.
How long have we been in business?
Well, we've actually been trading for 6 years. But as a fully-fledged business, we've been really trading for 2.5 years.
And is this your first time you've been to an outdoor festival, or do you make a habit of going to them?
I do them fairly regularly, yes, weather permitting, obviously.
What do you think of the Cobham Medicine Garden?
It's excellent. It's a beautiful venue. They've done fantastic. They've done such a beautiful job of restoring it. And, it's a great place to come. And, good shops and good cafe and a lovely setting, you know, beautiful garden. So, yeah, it's great.
And if I wanted to get hold of Cut and Dried Chris outside the event today, how would I go about doing that?
Best way is to call me on 01306 711 587 or Mike at cutanddriedfruit.co.uk.
And that's the website, is there?
There's a website as well, yes, www.cutanddriedfruit.co.uk.
The only thing you can't do is taste how good they are.
Yeah, well, obviously, that's the thing. They're in various outlets in the Surrey area, including the larder here at the Medicine Garden. So you just need to look out for them. Yeah.
And presumably from your website, you'll be able to find out what outlets there are near whoever looks at it.
Yes, that's right. Yes, that will give you a good idea of where they are. Yes.
And you do home deliveries?
I can do, yes. Most of my business is through retail shops, but I can do home delivery, yes.
Excellent. Well, best of luck, and I'm going to be very naughty now and try a crisp. A healthy one, though.
Good, yes, please do. Thank you very much.
I'm going to grab a chance to talk to the lady on my right here, who's a helper at Cobham Medicine Garden.
I am. Hello.
Tell us what you do.
I'm a volunteer and I help out occasionally on cover days, but joined up as a volunteer about 2 years ago after coming along to Tai Chi classes.
Oh, excellent. And so what do you think of the project generally?
Oh, it's fab. It's a lovely space to be in and just spend time with family and friends and enjoy the sunshine and the music and all the activities that go on here, really. It's a lovely space.
And you get your friends involved as well?
Yeah, I do. Well, I always try and get them to come along and enjoy the music.
And we hear it in the background now, can't we?
Exactly. That's the Good Honeys. They're a great band, yeah.
Yeah, we've just been speaking to them. So you're a fan?
I am, yes. We're going to see them in other
venues
as well.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to thank you for taking time.
Well, now we're going to hear them now. So great to talk to you, and keep on helping.
Stuff like that.
Thank you.
Making your way here on this very beautiful day. We know how important it is to make use of the sunshine when it shines, particularly in this part of the world. We do really appreciate you coming here today. Thank you.
This is All I Want Is You.
If I was a flower grown wild and free, all I'd want is you to be my sweet honeybee. If I was a tree grown tall and green, all I'd want is you to shade me and be my leaves.
Stay with me.
And we've got some music entertainment, and please tell me who you are.
Hi, I'm Harriet.
I'm Bill Brand.
I'm Scout Makins.
And together you make up?
Harriet Starling and the Good Honeys.
Excellent. And what type of music do you play?
It's so hard to put it in a box. Americana, kind of swamp blues.
Excellent. We like
bluegrass.
That.
Bluegrass. Yes.
Bluegrass, swamp blues, gospel. Old time. And then screw it up a little bit.
Lots of humour.
Oh, excellent. Well, we like a bit of humour. So how long have you been playing, you guys?
Year and a half, 2 years. 2 years, yeah.
And how did you get together?
Oh, how did we?
It was all my idea. I had this. It was all my idea, and it was all through my efforts. No.
But the modest member of the band, obviously.
Oh, exactly.
Mutual love of the genre of music.
Scout Makins and I have got a long history in music, and then I went to Bestival 3 years ago, and I remember thinking, and I was staying in the artist campsite, and I was having a good time, but the only thing that was missing was saying, I should be here playing. And so I thought, that's it. I'm not going back to music festivals until I start playing again. And then I started looking for people to play with, and I came across her, and she was already playing with Scout. And then we all got the idea.
Yeah, folky kind of songs with the Scout on the ukulele, me doing vocals, us doing harmonies as well. And from that, somehow we became from the 2 to 1 to 3.
Because I basically was kind of semi-obsessed with bluegrass music. And they quite liked it, but they wanted to do something differently. And this by the way, this is
Haystack
Hands.
I'm your new percussionist.
Yeah.
How new, Haystack?
I'm good, thank you. This is about my fifth gig or so. Played a few. I've got a cajon down here.
And in terms of the type of music you play, it's bluegrass. Do you write your own stuff, or do you borrow material?
Yeah, we do trads and rework the melodies, but we also write our own stuff.
And have you got a recording deal yet?
We don't have a recording deal yet, although we've got somebody who said he wants to...
We've got many things in the pipeline.
Yeah, yeah. We just got a new manager.
Yeah, and we've got a summer coming up of festivals.
And have you got a website?
www.harrietstarlingandthegoodhoneys.com.
Excellent. So, and will it have samples of your music on there too?
Yep.
Brilliant. Well, we're going to stick around. This is your first Surrey festival, as it were, for this year.
No, we our first ever festival was in Surrey.
It's the Elmbridge Music Festival for the RC Sheriff Trust, who I'm dear friends with.
Yeah. You're enjoying this one. This one's slightly different, isn't it?
This one is wonderful. And we're also on iTunes, and we tweet, and we're on
Facebook,
and our fan base is growing like crazy.
Excellent.
Many of them have been released from institutions recently, our fan base.
Good.
They're not all institutionalized.
Not yet. Great. Well, I hope it'll drive us all mad later on. Okay, great talking to you.
Nice to talk to you too.
Thank you.
Radio.